Thomas Hoffman passed away on Friday. His name was Rabbi Josh Hoffman, and he was a big tzaddik. He was spent a lot of time in Chicago. He was probably the greatest Talmud Rabbi Baruch Soloveitchik, Zatzal, and I want to give shir in memory in his memory. He was was a big kadosh, and he spent a lot of years in the yeshiva. Unfortunately, they got a lot of the bachrim don't know who he was because he was ill the past few years. And we had the Levaya for him in the yeshiva on Friday. And unfortunately, you know, he never got married and had children, but he was a kadosh, and he had had a family through his Talmidim and through his fellow brothers that were Talmidim Rabbi Baruch Soloveitchik. I'll give you one short story about him. At the inception of the internet, he pushed to put out a weekly Shabbos vor. He called it Net Vor, and you could find it. In fact, for I think last whenever he started it, he never missed a Shabbos till two Shabbos ago, and he was too ill to write it. And it's beautiful to retire. And he had a lot of hashpon, a lot of people all over the world through the internet. People he communicated with him. In fact, there was a woman that had an unwanted pregnancy and wanted to abort the child, and he communicated with her at great length and convinced her to not abort the child. She had the child, and she named him his middle name, Josh. So he was we used to refer to him as the Hoffer, and he was, every time he'd write the net for it, he always write an adverb before the thing, like, if the Dvar Torah was about Nisim, he would write miraculously the Hoffer. Whatever he would write about, he was a wonderful, wonderful Gaon. And may his neshama go to the highest points of Gan Eden, so we give a shir l'zecher nishmas. Okay, let's begin. We're at number two, number six. Shir number two, b'chazar number six. What's the chiddush of the Marsha regarding Rav Huna's din and Daf Hei that chuppas kona? We learned many months ago that Rav Huna was Mechadesh, and not only does the Mishnah say Kefshe Shtar Rabbi is a good Kenyan, but Rav Huna says Chuppah also is a good Kenyan for Kedushin. So the Marsha had a comment on Ham and Beis, or Ham and Aleph, where he's Mechadesh, that according to Rav Huna, Rav Huna is of the opinion that Chuppah is Konal Kedushin, but not only is Chuppah Konal Kedushin, but at one shot it creates Erusin and Nisuin. So he said that's very interesting, because our Shaila in the Gemara is whether Bia Does it accomplish Erusin and Nisuin in one swoop, or only Erusin? Well, Rav Huna, who said that Chuppah is Kona for Kedushin, he claims that when you do Chuppah is Kona LeKedushin, Chuppah is Kona LeKedushin, and it happens Babas Achas. So when you do Chuppah, Rav Huna's Mechadesh, not only does it work for Kedushin, but it works for Nisuin. So you have another mechanism where something works in one swoop. Here, our Gemara had a Shaila. When you do only Bia, does Bia work only for Erusin, or does it work in one soup for Erusin and Nisuin? So that's an important comparison that we brought up. Good to see you. So we brought up between Rav Huna, is that three? Between Rav Huna and our Shaila. So please get that. That's number six. Seven.
Did we do number five?
We didn't do number five? Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go back to number five. Thank you, Ben. What does the Ron prove? And how does he prove it from the Shaila of Bia Nisuin Osin Erusin? So thank you. I don't think we did not do it. Thank you. So the Gemara has a Shaila. We know we just said it over. Does Bia create Erusin, or does Bia create Nisuin as well? So we said, according to the Ran made the following Chiddush. The Ran says there are five shitas how to do Nisuin, but everyone agrees Bia is definitely Nisuin. The whole point is to get the Bia. So Bia is definitely Nisuin. So that's what the Ron proves. The Ron proves that everyone agrees that Bia itself will accomplish Nisuin if you have Kavana for it. There are five other Shitas. Okay, there's five other Shitas if you don't do Bia. But if you do Bia, L'shem Nisuin, everyone agrees that Bia is Nisuin is good. How does he prove it? He proves it very beautifully. He proves it that Bishlama, if Bia or Kedusha does Nisuin, then you can be mistopic. Does Bia's Kedusha also do Nisuin? But if Bia does not accomplish the suin after Kedushin, how can you have a Havamina that Bia of Kedushin and one soup could do Nisuin? That the whole Shaila of our Gemara is based on the premise that Bia does Nisuin. If Bia does Nisuin, which works after Kedushin, then you can clear the Shaila, is if you do Bia for Kedushin, will that also in one soup accomplish Nisuin? But if Bia after Kedushin itself doesn't accomplish Nisuin, what's the whole Shaila?
It'd be Hamuf is the Shaila. Does it accomplish Nisuin or doesn't it?
No, but the Shaila is on Kedushin. You're doing Bia Lashem Kedushin. That's clear in the Gemara. Bia Lashem Kedushin, does it in one soup accomplish both?
Okay.
That's the Shaila in the Gemara. But he says that Shaila can only be presented, and you can only postulate that Shaila if that B after Kedushin is Chal. If B after Kedushin is Chal, okay, then I can make a step further and say, if I do a B after Kedushin, it's accomplished also in the Suin. But that's assuming a premise that B works for the Suin. That's the Ron's Raya. So that's how the Ron proves it. Please, let's get it. It's a beautiful Raya of the Ron, the Ritva. And the Rambam say the same thing, and the Ramah says the same thing, Ibn Ezra, Simon Lama Gimel, Sif Aleph. So thank you, Ben. That's number five. Okay, number six, we said what the Chiddush of the Maharsha was. The Gemara says in Kedushin Hamad off the Chuppah's Kona, Lashem Kedushin, according to Ravuna. So the Maharsha points out when Chuppah's Kona, Kedushin, it also works for the Nisuin as well in one swoop. So you have Chuppah working in one swoop. Our Gemara presents a child can be a work in one swoop. Okay, so that's five, and then that's six. We did five, the Ran about the Raya, and then we do six now about the Maharsha's Chiddush. Go seven. Let's go. What's the din of the halacha? Do we paskin like the Chiddush, the Ran, or not? So I just pointed out the Rambam, the Ritva, the Ramah, they all say, of course, be a work L'shem Nisuin. If you have it in mind to do it L'shem Nisuin after Kiddush, why shouldn't it work? The Vilna Gaon argues. Please get the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon Simon Lamagil Suf Kanei says it's not true. He claims, halacha l'maisa, that if you're baller after L'shem Kiddushin, he wants the claim, and he says, if you read the Rambam closely, he claims, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Gaon claims that Bia alone is not enough. You have to bring her into your house. You mamish, you have to bring her into your house. So why don't you get that Vilna Gaon? Vilna Gaon does not agree with the Ran. He claims that it's not enough to do Bia after Kedushin L'shem Nisuin. You have to bring in your house as well. Bia alone will not suffice. So that's number seven. Okay, number eight. Let's get it. What did the Gedol HaAchronim ask on the Shiloh of Bia Nisuin Osa, Harrison Osa? They asked a very strong kasha. The Pneoshua, the Par Yosef, said, I don't understand something. Bia itself is Erisin and Nisuin. Why can't you just be poshut the Shaila from the fact that the Hakeshim or Iskish Havadis La Dodi? And therefore what? And therefore Kesef and Shtar cannot accomplish both. So if Kesef and Shtar cannot accomplish both, Bia shouldn't accomplish both. So that's what the Pneoshua and the Par Yosef asked such a kasha. How can the Mar present such a Shaila? It's not a Shaila. You should makish the Havayas HaDodi. Just like Kesem and Shtar, Adam don't accomplish both. So to be a should not either. That's number eight. Number nine, give three terutzim into that kasha. So he said the following. Number one, we said that Pnei Yeshua says that Bia is learned not from Yavama. Bia accomplishes both by Yavama. Bia does what? Okay, I'm not talking about Mimer. Mimer is Kesem and Shtar, the Chomer and Masakin. But at the end of the day, Bia by Yavama accomplishes both. It does Erisin and Nisuin. We said many times this year why the Chacham or Mesak and Mimer. To make a Levirate marriage, which means Yibum, to model it and make it not so much different than a real marriage. So a real marriage has Kesef first or Shtar first, so they were Mesak and Mimer. You got to know what Mimer is. But the bottom line is, on a level of your eyes, a Levirate marriage is accomplished in one swoop with Bia. It accomplishes Kedushin and Nisuin. You'll tell me Mimer. Mimer's only the Rabbana. That was enacted that Levirate marriage should be a little bit similar to the real marriage. But Bia, on its own, does what does Kedushin and Nisuin. So therefore, we're modeling Bia of Kedushin after Bia of Levirate marriage. So only that, only Bia, can we clear a Shaila can accomplish both. Of course, Kesef and Shtar cannot. That's the first terutz that we have. Yes, Pinchas.
So why have we
Okay, but it is a marriage, though. It is a marriage.
It is a marriage.
Okay, you're right. I hear you. But maybe the Hekish Lamaisa, maybe the Binyanav, it's a good point. Okay, maybe that's why you have the other two terutz. It's a good aura. Very good. Maybe you could say it's not such a good answer because of that. Good. Very good. Okay. So Rav Steinman gives another answer. Rav Steinman Shlita writes, it's Pashut that after Erisin Bia works. Bia is also Nisuin. And therefore there's a suffix, can the two things happen at the same time? Kesem and Shtar has no Havamina to make Nisuin. All Kesem and Shtar is the technical. Kesef is, you know, he buys her, Shtar, he asks her. It has nothing to do with their marital status together. There's no notion of it being called Nisuin. that the marital element, the bond, how do you see that with Kesher Shtar? How is that created? So he says, L'maisa, there's no Shaila Halacha L'maisa. It's Pashen that after Erisin Bia works L'shem Nisuin, if you hold like the Ron, of course. So the Gemara entertained the Sovik, maybe Bia should work for both. But I never would have a Havimi that Kesher Shtar, because Kesher Shtar can never create Nisuin. So if Kesher Shtar can create Nisuin, you can't model, you can't lump in a pot and say, mockish them together. It's like apples and oranges. It's like pears and oranges. You can't compare Kesher Shtar to what? To Bia. It's not shy of the Maisa. Nisuin is a marital element. Bia can create that, perhaps. If Bia can create, Bia creates it after Kedushin. So maybe Bia can create it one swoop, the Kedushin Nisuin. Kesher Shtar has no shaychus to Nisuin. It's nothing to talk about. So don't be makish havayis adadi. We also had a problem with that teretz. Remember we had a problem with that teretz? The Gemara and Ksubis. I give up. We just started the Samach Alpha Manav and the Shir and Kedushin in the Shul about Mishpatei Tanoim. What are we saying, Ksubis and I give up Aleph? We said that you can make a Tanai with Kesem and Shtar. What's the Klal? Kol Milsa Lesa B'Tanai Lesa B'Shlichas, right? You can't make a Tanai on something that you cannot make a Shlich with, yes? So, Lamaisa, Kesem and Shtar, can you make a Tanai on Yosef? Yes, because you can make a Kesem and Shtar with a Shlich. Can you do Bia with a Shlich? Of course not. So how can you make a Tanai and can you should be it? So what does Gemara answer to that? Havayis La'adadi. So you see, like, the Havayis La'adadi seems like override everything. It seems to that Gemara, no? So I'm saying that Rav Steinman's answer is a little bit of a pella. Rav Steinman says, Kesher Shtar have no shaychus to Nisuin. You know what I'm saying? Kesher Shtar has no shaychus to Nisuin. So I think what he would say back to me, it's a good kasha, but the answer is that Kesher Shtar has no shaychus to Nisuin at all. You can't talk about a Tanai by Bia. It's possible, you know what I'm saying? It is possible. All right, but I thought there's a cloud. Okay, that's the cloud. Obviously, you can't appoint a Shliach to have Bia for you. But the bottom line is you can't talk about a Tanai by Bia, so it's not as crazy. I think that Rav Steinman, the great Gaon Shli, would answer to us. But the bottom line is that Kesher Shtar has no shaychus to Nisuin. Only Bia does, because Bia has that element. And then the last answer we said was, a similar answer is that obviously B is Ishus. There's much more of a svara to say that can activate Ishus much more than Kesem and Shtar. There's no Hekesh Ligabi that. Okay, it's a similar teretz.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, in other words, Ishus is the only mural element. B is only the only thing that accomplishes the mural element much more than Kesem and Shtar. It's the only thing that accomplishes the marriage element. So then, Halach Lamaiz, you can pose the Shaila, can B do both? Can it do in one swoop? You know, Erisin Nisuin. But again, Kesem and Shtar is no shaychus to it. Can't activate Nisuin. It's very similar to what Rav Steinman wanted to say. Okay, those are the three terutz we want to give.
One?
That's what the Dvar Yaakov says on his own. Lamas. We said it's very similar to Rav Steinman. Okay, that's 9, 10. What's the nafkaminas that appear in the Gemara between being Nisuin also and Erisin also? So he said the Gemara points out 2 nafkaminas. I'm sorry, 3 nafkaminas. Number one, you with me, Adam? Let's go, number 10, okay? 2:10. So we said there are 3 nafkaminas. Gemara points out. Number one, if you hold that Bia creates only Erisin, if she dies, you're not Yorisher. If Bia creates Nisuin, you are Yorisher. Number two, if you're a Kohen and the woman dies and Bia only accomplishes Erisin and she dies, you can't go to her Levaya. If Bia accomplishes Nisuin, you can go to her Levaya. It's Mutter Mitamalon. What's the third one? Hafaris Nadarim. The third nafkamin is Hafaris Nadarim, which means if it's only Erisin, if she's a Bogaris, then you can't do anything, correct? But if Bia accomplished Nisuin, then you can be made for a Nadarim. So those are 3 clear nafkaminas, just simple. 2:10 is I want you to get the 3 nafkaminas mentioned in the Gemara. Make sure you flush them out and you got them clear, okay? You flush them out, you make you understand what it is, okay? They're all positive and they're all the negative. What do I mean positive? If it's only accomplished Erisin, you don't do any of the three. You can't Yorisher, you can't go to Levaya, and you can't be made for Nadarim. If you'll be in Nisuin also, you could do all three. You're Yorisher, you go to Levaya, and also what? And also you're made for Nadarim. Yes? Okay. Because we said, Binareh Besavia. We said that was the Makar. Remember, it was the Mishnah in Nadarim, was Zayin Gimel Amez. We looked it up on Thursday. Okay. That answers number 10. Number 11. Why does the Gemara not say, Nafkamina Legabe Heter Lavoala? That would have been a great Nafkamina. Tazbirat the Nafkamina, the Tain Teretz Lama Gemara Lo Merit, it said. Be Mazbir the Nafkamina, and I want you to also say why the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara only said 3 Nafkaminas. We asked a bunch of kashas. The Gemara could have given numerous other Nafkaminas. First one we asked is, why do we have a Nafkamina, whether it's mutter to be bowl or not? Meaning to say what? That if you hold Eir Sinosa, then what? Until you do Nisun, you can't have be with her. So it should be Osir. If you'll be his nesuin also, then you're married to her. It's nesuin, of course you can have be with her. That would have been a beautiful nafka mina. Why does Gemara not give the nafka mina? So the Kesef Mishnah says, it's poshet. It's a poshet nafka mina, so the Gemara didn't give it. Of course, it's poshet, he says. It's pshita, you can be, it's put to the ball, or if you have nesuin. That was the Kesef Mishnah. But the Magen Mishnah said not that way.
Magen Mishnah. Again, I don't understand the answer.
He says it's poshut. The Gemara didn't need to figure it out. That follows. If you'll be a erusin osa till you have nesuin, you can't live with her. But if you'll be a nesuin osa, then you're done already. So of course, you can't have be with her. It's built in the words, says the Kesef Mishnah.
Why aren't other ones poshut?
They're not. We'll see. They're not. But this is poshut, says the Kesef Mishnah. But Magen Mishnah didn't like that answer. The Magen Mishnah says not that way. Magen Mishnah asks the kasha, and he gives the following teretz. He wants the tainin, an amazing chiddush. Let's get it. Even if you'll be as Nisu and Osa, you can't be Baaler until you take her into the Chuppah. Very fascinating. You cannot be Baaler until you take her into your Chuppah. And the goal, and Reb Chaim says, that Chuppah accomplishes two things, a Kinyan and a Meiser that's Mater the Bia. So even if you'll be as Nisu and Osa, it might be a strong Kinyan, but the Heter Bia is not totally in what? Kinyan. What's that Heter Bia totally in? In Chuppah. Dafka Chuppah. It kind of has echoes of the Vilna Gaon, right? Remember what the Vilna Gaon said against Iran? The Vilna Gaon said against Iran, B is not enough for Nisun. You got to bring it in your house. You have to do a Chuppah. So this has echoes of that Gaon. This Reb Chaim has echoes of that Vilna Gaon, the Psak against Iran. And therefore he says that, you know what? This Nafka Mina is not a good Nafka Mina. He says against the Kesef Mishnah, because even if you'll be in the Suin also, it's still awesome to be baller until you actually bring her into your house.
Are there two things that Bia does?
Chuppah accomplishes two things. It's a Maisa Kinyan, it's a Kinyan Shabbat, Kinyan Nisuin, and it's a Matar, it matters Bia. So if you only do Bia, then Bia might accomplish the Kinyan Nisuin, but doesn't accomplish a Heter Bia. A Heter Bia, you need more than that. You need a Chuppah, you need to bring her in your house. However you'll define chuppah as being, but it's not enough to just do a bia.
But it would be enough for the Kenyan part?
Yes, it would be enough for the Kenyan part, I mean, correct. So I'm saying it has echoes of the Vilna Gaon, because the Gaon might have meant Lamaisa. That's what I'm saying, I don't want to get in necessarily the order. I don't think it necessarily makes a difference. The Gaon just says that bia is not alone enough for chuppah. You have to bring her into your house, or you have to go under the chuppah, whatever you do, bedekin, you have to, however you define chuppah, it's not enough, according to the Gaon. Reb Chaim is saying also, even though being the Suin Osa, you need to do much more than bia. You need to do what? You need to do a chuppah to matter you to have bia with her again. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Fry.
Is the first bia batter?
The first B is bad. It's against the. We didn't get to the Gemara, but we've said it a few times this year. Yud Beis Beis. It's against Rava flogging people that are bald but Kedusha because not sneeze.
That's a minog.
Yeah, but of course it's mutter.
But it's bad. It's
of course it's mutter. Yeah. What do you mean? According to Rav. That's what I'm saying. It's usser according to Rav. If they Rav, it was a Kenyan.
No, but even according to Rav, it's not usser. It's just that he said it.
No, it's usser, but doesn't prevent the Kenyan. We always stress that. The Rav said it's usser. Yeah, you have to clap al chait for it. I don't know, whatever you assume a lack of sneas is. Lack of sneas probably isn't this in the Yeraisa.
So then why would the Torah say?
Because there's a mechanism of kinyonim. You could do a kinyon, but there could be a side isser, lemaisa. If you held Kedusha was a mitzvah, lemaisa, you know, would you say mitzvah above aver? It's a side isser.
Only beforeish.
It's a side isser. Would not stop the kinyon from Michal. The Moshe Omar Davar Doma, you do a Kinyan on Shabbos. Is the Kinyan Chal? Yes, the Kinyan is Chal, Poshup Shai. The Gemara says above, see a Daf Tesma. If you pick up a wallet and the Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, Babi Arami Shabbos is Kona? Yes, it's Kona. Why don't you say Yavad Lomani? That's a separate shear.
Who says that?
The Gemara above, see a Tesma Al, says it's Kona.
Who says?
The Gemara says in Beya that it's an Aveira. You're not allowed to make a Kinyan on Shabbos.
No,
Kedushin would be a. Yud Beis Rav, used to flog people.
That's
an Aveira. It doesn't flog people's time. It's an Aveira. To not to be sneezed is an Aveira. But that's a side issue. What I mean by side is it doesn't prevent the kinyan from being chal. Okay, so the answer is number one. That answer is number 11. Thank you. Yes. Would you say, Ben, you had a kasha? You got it? Okay, number 11. 12. Why doesn't the Gemara say, Nafkimino, Gabi, Maisi, Adayim, and Perusel, it's Yasa? Let's get each one. One at a time. The Atzis Yovdim in Chosinuk asks, why did the Gemara give a nafkamina about my Sedayim, Perusel, Mitzyasa? That would have been great. If B is only Arison, then what? He gets nothing. He doesn't get her Mysia Diamond, he doesn't get her Bears, he doesn't get her Mitzia. If she's in the Sue, he gets all three. Very clear, Klat Nafkamina. Why does that not appear? So we had a few answers. Number one, that's as Yahya says in the Hanami. The Gemara wanted to be brief. Brevity. Okay, interesting. Gemara didn't write all the Nafkaminas. Minchas Chinah says, I don't agree with that. Minchas Chinah says, I'll tell you why that Nafkamina is not appropriate. The Nafkamina is not appropriate because we only mentioned Nafkaminas are the Arisa Dinim. All three of those things. Yerusha, number one. Number two, in the Tamil law. And number three, Afarsa and Dharma. All topics that are the Arisa. These three that we just asked, Maisei Adayim Perasum, it's just all Dinim Derabanan. And therefore, Minchas Chinuch writes this on that mitzvah Mem Gimel.
Which is what?
Mitzvah Mem Gimel, Ostet Zayin. About Ishus, I think, if I remember correctly. Mitzvah Mem Gimel, Ostet Zayin, about Ishus. So he gives us Nafkamina, and he says, only Nafkaminas are the Arisa, like Yerusha, Maisei Adayim, and Peris to the Baal, only Dinim Derabanan. I, Maisei Adayim, the father, are the Arisa. But we're only mentioning things that are by the Baal are Dinim D'Araisa. Remember we mentioned that?
Yeah.
Only things by the Baal that are Dinim D'Araisa. Okay? Fine. Very good. That's number what? That's number 11. I'm sorry, that's number 12.
Which one's D'Araisa? To the
father? Maisei Adayim is D'Araisa to the father. But to the Baal it is not.
Yeah.
And therefore it was not mentioned. Okay, good. Remember we said that? We said that, Ephraim, because why? He can sell her, right?
I like that.
He can sell her, Maisei Adayim. He can sell her as an Amma. So if he can sell her as an Amma, Lamaisa, that's what we said, Allah Lamaisa, that the Bas, Maisei Adayim, the Bas, go to the father. Okay? Fine. So we said the Kiddush is not just for a Ketana, but even for a Nara. If he can sell her, obviously, Maisei Adayim, go to her. Okay, that's number what? That was number 12. Sorry, 13. Here we go. Lama Gemara Lomer Nafkamina Gabi Truma. That would have been a great Nafkamina. Say it straight up. If B is Erisin Osa, you can't eat Truma. If B is Nisun Osa, eat it. No? You have to eat Truma.
Yeah.
Beautiful Nafkamina. So the Miri asks this Kasha. The Miri says, you know what? He says, if you're Mekadosh with Bia, it's Mutter Halach Lamaisa to eat Truma even with Rabbana. Amazing. Because it's Noksha Simfon. And you check her before you have what? Before you have Bia. So there's no Shah Simfon. And there's no problem of Ula because you're Miachad Duchta when you're Bowler. So Lamaitz, you get her out of the house. So remember we point out that Miri was against the Rosh. But remember we said, even though we said it's not necessarily against it, because the Rosh is talking about Akhtani, he'd send her back, right? This is not necessarily by Akhtani. This is about it could be a 20-year-old girl, the Bulgaris. So the Miri said, this is not a good nafkamina. Because the bottom line is, if you're Mekadosh with Bia, even if it's only Eris and Osa, there's no Kshasha to the Rabbanans. You don't have Ula, you don't have Simfon. So it's not an nafkamina. It's a beautiful answer to the Miri. We just pointed out that the Rashba said that what? Said that he'll send her back, but that was by Akhtana. You know, that was we're talking about a regular Shiloh. Eris and Osa, Bia and Osa. Don't forget that. This Shiloh Lamais is by, it could be a 20-year-old girl. Halach Lamais.
What about
okay.
There's a low plug.
What'd you say?
Didn't the Rashba also mention there's a low plug?
Yeah, the Rashba mentioned there was a low plug.
How does Miri feel with that? Well,
by what?
In that low plug. Like,
yeah, we had Sheeta that said low plug. We had Sheeta. He doesn't know. He held that there was no low plug. You have to say he held that there was no low plug. Remember, we'll get to it. But we had a low plug Hector and a low plug Isser.
I think that was a Mishnah about the Halakha.
Yeah, we had a low plug that was considered to be a heter and was considered to be an isser. We had a low plug later on that was lakula. But the Miri's not working with this low plug. Okay? He's not working with this low plug. The Miri's not working with this low plug. We'll get to that, Lamais. Did we chazen that already, a low plug?
No,
I don't think we got up to it yet, no?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Viter. That answers number 13, 14. Why does the Gemara say nafkamina legabik suva? Why does the Gemara say Naftim by Ksuba? If she's an Arusa, if B only accomplishes Arusin, then she does not get her Ksuba. If B accomplishes Arusin and Nisun, she does get her Ksuba. It's a very good shayla. The Tosis Rid asked this kasha. So he answers the Gemara assumed, like the Tosis later on at Samacham at Beis, Tosis actually at Samacham at Aleph, claims that an Arusa does get a Ksuba. That's why it's not a good Nafkamina. Tosis actually holds like that later on in the Masechta, that a stam arusa, and I believe it's a machlokes mechaber among the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, The Shulchan Aruch Siman and Hey Siv Vav says an Arusa does not get a Ksuma, and the Ramah quotes a Machlaikis. One second, the Ramah quotes a Machlaikis. The top Tois in Samech Hey says Mikan Yeshlich Amonim and Eres and Yeshlich Ksuma. Tois says it right beferish that an Arusa does get a Ksuma. Our Tois and our Masechta. So it's not a good nafkamina, right? He says we're assuming Kimle Le Talmudah, the Gemara held that Arusa gets a Ksuma. Yes, Ephraim.
To answer all these questions, couldn't we just say like the Magid Mishnah before, be as always done under like with Chobla at the same time?
The Magid Mishnah didn't say that. The Magid Mishnah asked Akasha, why didn't be? Why wasn't the Heter Bia given as a nafkamina? Yeah. So he said, even if you'll be in the Suun Osi, you still have to be, you still need a Knesset L'Chuppah. You still need a Knesset L'Chuppah. He was only talking about marital relations, that's all. He's only talking about Bia. That wouldn't shed light on these nafkaminas. Okay, that answers 14. 15, guys, let's go. Lama Gamora Lo Mer Nafkamina Shabal Arusa Chayv Skilal Al Nasir Chayv Tanak. It's a very strong kasha. Who asked this kasha? Who asked this kasha? Alach l'maisa. In other words, one sec, before we go on to this, maybe this is what you were referring to. Maybe this is what you were referring to, Ephraim. According to the Magid Mishnah, even if you hold Nesu and Osa, she doesn't get the ksuba, since she's still usher to him until she goes l'chuppah, then she wouldn't get the ksuba. I don't know, maybe that's what you meant. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to point that out. Meaning, according to the Magid Mishnah said, remember with the Reb Chaim that we just said, that you cannot, you can't live with her until what? Until you bring her into the chuppah. So even if you hold, I want you to get this down. Even though B is Nesu'un Osa, she won't get her ksuba necessarily. See, we're answering it from both approaches. First answer we said is that Eris and Taka does get a ksuba, right? Second answer we're saying is that even being Nesu'un Osa, she still won't get a ksuba because you need to be machlis in the chuppah and she's got to be totally secure until she has bia. And you are up to her until you actually bring her in your house. So that's a very good answer. You follow me?
Yeah.
It's an answer from a completely different direction. Now, if I ask you this question, give me two theories on why it's not a good nafkamina. From both directions, we answer the kasha. Even from the direction of your Erison Osa, she might get a ksuba like a Tyson later on some day. And even if you all be in the Suun Osa, she might not get a ksuba. You all like the Magid Mishnah, right? And like that gong, basically. That you have to what? You have to do both. Okay, good. That's 14, 15. Why does Gemara not give it the following nafkamina? Bala Rusa Chayev, Skil on the Suun Chayev Chenek. Who has this kasha? Lamaisa, the Parah Yosef, the Ma'arit, and the Parah Yosef asked this kasha. Also, the Tesar Rosh points it out, Yud Chesem, this would have been a great nafkamina, no? If your beer is Eris and Osa, what's the din? She's Chayv Skilim, because she's still in Arusa if she's Mizana. And what happens if beer is Nesu and Osa? No, she's a full-fledged Nesua, she's Mizana, she's Chayv Chanek like any other woman does HSH. Yes? Would have been a good nafkamina. The answer is such a beautiful answer, though. What's the answer? The answer is when you're Ba'ula, she becomes a Ba'ula. Only a Nara Marasa gets Skila. A Ba'ula Muresis, a Nara gets what? Gets Chenek. You know, it's a beautiful answer. And the truth of the matter is, we learned, you remember we had this, we haven't had time to chaz. I want you guys to chaz the part we didn't chaz it too. From Chesem and Av to Tess on the base. It's unfortunate we can't chaz that, Lomites. But please chazer that on your own. You guys got time during finals. You should look at it. But you remember we said, according to the Rambam, you can mekadesh a woman with bia shaloka darka? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember we had a whole discussion how the Rambam read the Gemara and Daftes?
Yeah.
Remember that? But the Rambam Shita is you can mekadesh a woman with bia shaloka darka, no doubt.
Yeah.
That was the Rambam Shita. So if you think about that, what does the Rambam hold? You can mekadesh a bia shaloka darka. What happens if she's Mizana? What's the din? What's the din if she's Mizana? What does she get? Chenek. What do you mean physically? She still got her psulim. It doesn't make a difference. You follow me? That's what I'm saying. I'm connecting you with this. Even if you hold what? If you're bowl her, lamaisa, so she's physically a bula, so she's what? She's not going to get what? Skila, she'll get chenek. So how much more so? And I'll show it to you. I'll show you you have a right for that. Even if a guy's mekadesh with bish lokadar, she still has her psulim. And she's mazana, she gets what? She gets chenek. She's viewed as what? She's viewed as a bula. Even though physically she's not. So how much more so physically she's not? There physically she was, you know. And we still said that. Remember that was a Rambam Shita. You guys remember that, yeah? We had a whole discussion on how to read the Rambam. That's a Rambam's how he's gonna read the Gemara. Rambam held that chlor. Yeah, where is it? Gimel Hey. Baruch Hashem, we found it. Pirah Gimel Halacha Hechazishis. Okay? The Gon. I want you to learn as much Torah. It's very, you know, very sad that Rav Hoffman passed away. He didn't, but he had the family. He had a mishpacha. Made a lot of impression on a lot of us. I mean, he was a great son. Never spoke lashon hara about anybody. So always positive. Everything was serious. I mean, he was smiling always, but he was never had any like sonnes. He never made fun of anything, no matter what the topic was. He always took it seriously. Secular studies, whatever it is, sports. He always took it seriously. Never was he didn't like the mock. He didn't like sonnes. Okay, let's continue now. Lamaisa. My wife had a big schus lamaisa. I remember when I was in the Kolion, Rav Kahn, he made an announcement once that he needed help. Rabbi Hoffman needed help with food and stuff. So my wife, we packed up some food for him and we brought it for him. There are many, many people that did much more chasadim. That was one small chesed we did for him. Many people did unbelievable things for him. Rav Reichman. My wife's a professor and attorney, you know, from Shabbos.
What subject?
Education. What does it have to do with this? What does it have to do with this? We're talking about a tzad gadol that passed away. I want you to learn not to be involved in seriousness, not late sonnes, lamais. What did it say, sonnes? Taking something kosher and trivializing. But it wasn't connected, Frank. That's what I'm saying. So you don't do something that's connected, it smacks that a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You want to disagree with that as well? Okay, fine. All right, let's go. That's number 14. We got it? That was 15. 16, let's go. What's the suffix in Tysus? Legavi avda kabel get lebito ktana mishinisis tenis kola proti. Okay, here we go.
Where's
16? So Tysus here, Yudam and Avdamasko kabel skito, has a very interesting suffix. Yeshli stopik. It's very interesting. Tysus, I don't think many times in Shah says Yeshli stopik. Many times we have Mr. Brewer, we have Poskim that say Yeshli stopik. What's the din in the following case? Very rare that Tysus will say Yeshli stopik. What's the din in the following case? So he wants to know the din. Let's get it. He says, what's the din if a ketana gets married and she's a nesua? A ketana nesua. A ketana nesua. Let's go. So, a ketana nesua. You have an opportunity to make a shamayim today by bringing back the food, the key food. Opportunity, Mr. Shem. So the Bali Ataisis, you should be running for right after Shir. I want you to run. Run to Key Foods.
He doesn't even have a receipt.
Kadashim Shamayim. Okay, let's go. All right, Yeshli Stopik. Taisus says, can a father mekabel a get for a ketana who's a nesua? She got married. Not only does she have heirs, she had nesua. Can he mekabel a get? Plain and simple. Suffolk of Taisus. But it's not so plain and simple. Please get it down. Taisus Maskana is, you can write it in that question, says the father cannot. Cannot. He cannot be Mekabalia. That was Tosis Maskana. But the Chazanish says, I'm not sure, was Tosis Sofek only by a Ketan or even by a Nara? Chazanish says, I'm not sure. So we pointed out that the Ma'arit in the Pnei Yoshua held that the Sofek of Tosis Davka by a Ketan. By a Nara, she's on her own. She's done. She's on her own. It's Pakim and Shusav, and that's fine. So that's what the Ma'arit in Pnei Yoshua, it's a Machlokes Chazanish against the Ma'arit in Pnei Yoshua. Chazanish said, you know, if you think about it more, he says, I don't even understand the suffix of Taisus. He says, normally, when a woman gets married and has nesuin, she's out of her father's reshus. What is the famous Gemara's Lashon and Kedusha Dechesim and Beis and Armasechta? Kem and Shanises? Very good, Pinchas. Ein la'aviyah reshuspa. Excellent. Gemara quotes a Mishnah Ksubis. Excellent. Mem Gimel and Beis. So Lamaisa, he says, what's going on here? Okay, I'm not sure what Taisus means, he says, ketan or not. But in general, Lamdas, what's a suffix? Of course she's out of there. So we said not that way. We said the Shar HaMelech and the Or Samech said not that way. They said that where is the Gerushin coming from? What does Gerushin come from? From Kedushin. Who is Mekabel the Kedushin? The father. So the father has governing rights in this area. So it could very well be for Gerushin, she's still Bershuso, even though for other things she's out of his Rishus. But in the marital notion, since he was Mekabel the Kedushin, he also has the ability to Gerushin as well, even though for other areas not that way. That's what the Shar HaMelech and the Rasamech wanted to tie in. But we pointed out that Reb David Parvarsky says a little bit different. And Reb David Parvarsky, the great Gaon, Zechatzadik Lebracha from Maponovich, he claimed that the Shar HaMelech Tzatzal, great Gaon, or Smech Tzatzal, all the Gedol Achronim, the Holy Shon was the Messiah HaTayr. So David Barbarsky said not that way. He said when a daughter's Yotz Mishus Aviyah, Benesuin, you know why that's true? Because she goes into someone else's Shushus. Who? Her husband's. But he said that's only by things that her husband gets. But legabe the get, the husband has no governing rights on her receiving the get. Who has it? She stays based on what? Not, it's the opposite of inertia, right? It's based on basically whatever it is, the opposite of inertia is. But she stays in the rishus of her father vis-a-vis the halachas of get. That's what David Pavarsky says. That's why I said it's a little bit different, because he brings in the element of going to the rishus of the husband. Okay? Ode beer, lemaisa. I want everyone to work hard this week. I really want everyone to work hard on this, because we did the daf. You can ask, call me and ask me kashas. Okay? It's before the secular study final start, lemaisa. So you should really, everyone, try to do well. Won't be a hard bechinen. One more hesber we said, machmas nesuin pakus achuyas av. What does it mean, machmas nesuin? When are you going to have the? When are you going to do it? Every night? Or are you going to do it one night? Ben and Pinchas, lemaisa.
One, probably.
Only one? Okay, all right. Maybe you should do a little bit more if you can, so everyone doesn't have to pack it in. No? All right, you try the best you can. Whatever's good for you. Old beer, but what's another shot we said from the Dvar Yaakov? We said that machmas nesuin pakus achuyas av. Because of the marriage, the father's schuyos go out the window. But by get, what's a get? A get being given against her will. So that's not a schus. It's not a privilege. So that remains also in the what? In the rishus of the father. So that's another new svara that we suggested. Halach l'maisa. We say three svaras, halach l'maisa, to answer that kasha chas nishka. Says, what in the world is the subbing all about? Came in the nishis ain't lavi rishus ball, like Pinchas pointed out from the Gemara Kedushin. Chesmes quotes Gemara Ksumis Mishnah Ksumis Mem Gilmes. No, three pshatim. Number one, lemaisa, he has governing rights. He was makabel. He was makabel to get. For other things, she's out of his rishus. Reb Dov Pavarsky says, you know why she's out of his rishus? Because she goes into the husband's rishus. But for the get, she doesn't go into the husband's rishus. So she stays in her kabbalas again, the rishus of the father. The third pshat is that the privileges go out the window. The father doesn't get anymore. This is not a privilege. This is against her will to get, and therefore it stays versus the father. Okay? Excellent. Let's go, guys. Okay? Number what? What do you say, Yosef? What number are we up to? Number, that was number 16, 17. What's the sheet of Rashi Besovich Altaisis? So you remember how many Rashis we had in Shas? We had not four, but five. Five Rashis in Shas discussed this topic. Already Rabbi Kivega has been signing them in the Gilead of Shas, two of them. But we added on the mice, so there are like five Rashis and Shas. Let's go. Rashi later on, and then Gimel and Beis and Ramasechta, we saw it inside, claims only Mina Erisa can a father Mekabel the get. Mina Nesuin, she's done. It's only her and not the father. Mishanizis in Lavi Rishuspa. In fact, Rashi says the same thing in Vomis Wataf. Was it Kuftes? No, I'm sorry. Rashi says in Ksubis Mem Vavim and Beis. So Rashi and Mem Gimel and Beis and Ksubis Mem Vavim and Beis say that only Eris and Suin done. Rabbi Kivagers, I said, has been signed two other Rashis, Yavamas Kuf Tesimanov, Sanhedrin Samach Tesimanov, that Rashi writes that Akhtanim and Nesuin, the father's Makabal to get. The Akhtanim and Nesuin, the father's Makabal to get. Yes, the father is Makabal. And the Bach says that Rashi sows for himself in Ksubis and Kedushin. Fine. But there was one, the fifth Rashi we had, remember? Ksubis Wataf, Ayin Gimel and Beis, where Rashi writes, we saw it inside, that a father is Mekabel again. So you got three against two. You got three against two. So the Maram Shif says, steering Rashi's. So Rabbi Chana quotes the Ramban, said that Rashi's a tall sulfur. Rashi's a mistake.
Which Rashi?
Rashi and Ksubis Ayin Gimel. And I tried to find that Ghost Mordechai. I think I did find it in Gittin. He quoted Yushalmi, like those Rashi's that says a father can Mekabel again. Can. So, Lamaisa, we have all these Rashi's, five Rashi's. Three seem to say yes, two say no, and that, actually, the third one, the Rebbe Chanan claims Ramban says a Tos and Rashi's. Then it comes out to two and two, or maybe three and two, because you could change it. So, Lamaisa, three and two, two and three, Lavdalov of those, that might be hockey scores, Lamaisa. Lavdalov of those, we're talking about the Torah, which is the Iker. So Lamaisa could be also, you're right, and I'm more of a baseball than a hockey, so I don't know why he said hockey. Okay, so the Shara Melech writes, how do we answer the Stira? How do we answer the Stira? So it says the following. Stira is as follows. The Maran Padova says, beautiful pshat, and that is, Shara Melech says, this is how the Gedol Echronim say it, when Rashi writes that it's good, it's talking about Akhtana. Akhtana Shnishkarshim and assume the father can make obligate. When Rashi says a father cannot do it, that's talking about a Nara. And we pointed out that the simplest reading in Gemara Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the whole sugya over there, you guys probably did it in Bikiyas, the Shara Mel points out that Gemara's not machakdin ektana nara. Very difficult answer. Very, very difficult answer. But the bottom line is the Marid, Rebbe Kivegar, they all give this terence that when Rashi said it's good, it's by ektana. When Rashi said it's bad, the father can't talk about a nara. The bottom line is that the sugi over there, Mem Dalet Amud Beis, seems to say there's no, there is a terence for it. We said we don't want to get into it, but there is a terence lemaisa. Shara Melech, Rebbe Kivegar, the Shash. We're not learning that Gemara there, Mem Dalet Amud Beis. So, but there is a terence. They do try to be mazmer with the Gemara. So the bottom line is, please know that chiluk. Okay, that's 17, 18. What's the shoot of the Reeve is Suffolk Shel Toisvis? And what's his raya from the Yushabim Masechus Trumas? So, the shoot of the Reeve is, he doesn't bat an eyelash. He says for sure it's bad, as I said, and he brings a raya. What's the raya from the Yushabim and Trumas? Please get it. The raya runs like this. The Mishnah writes that a woman that's married to a kohen can eat truma. So they come and they tell her, unfortunately, we want to tell you, unfortunately, your husband died or your husband divorced you. And Evid also, and Evid Kanani can eat truma. And then they tell him, he's chomping on truma, that the master died, he had no kids, and therefore it was wrong for his eating truma. So Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana says, Yimachayev Karen Vachomish, Rabbi Shua says, you're potter. So Gemara says, well, let's try to figure out the scenario. I mean, how could she, Lamaisa, what's going on here? So the Gemara says like this, I understand that what, that your husband, what, they can tell your husband, I maybe went on a trip, right? Maybe went on a trip and she wasn't with him. It's very possible that other people heard he died, she hadn't heard yet. That's nicha, that's good. But how can you not know that you didn't get a get? Yushalmi asks. That's nuts. So Yushalmi gives two terutzim. The first terence the Gemara gives is like the Mishnah Rishona, that Arusa Bas Yisrael is eating truma, and she's not by her husband already. So that's how she doesn't know he died. She's still by her father. Yes? That's the first terence. And then the Gemara gives another terence. Rebbe Lazar Amar, right? It says, what does that Ghost of Tzionim say? Yeah, Rebbe Lazar, this is the Amori you have to say, because it can't be the Tana. Rebbe Lazar, the Amora, answers up, not because the Tmachlis Tana is Rebbe Lazar Bishua. Rebbe Lazar says, no, we hold like Mishtachrona, so how does she not know about the get? Listen to this case. She told her Shliach LaKabbalah, what's a Shliach LaKabbalah? Accept the get on her behalf, excellent Ephraim. She said, go to place X, and the get will be delivered in 10 days. There. You'll get there in 10 days, and when you get there, the get will be chal. What does the Shliach LaKabbalah do? He gets a thoroughbred for the Kentucky Derby, and the horse gets there in 5 days. In fact, we'll make it better for the Triple Crown. American Pharaoh. Won all three, Lamaisa, right? Owned by a Yid, Lamaisa. So what happened? They get a thoroughbred, and the thoroughbred gets there in 5 days. He gets there in 5 days. What happens? The get's delivered then in 5 days. So meanwhile, she's chomping on the truma for another 5 days. Meanwhile, she's divorced. That's the scenario. Okay? That's how she didn't hear about it. So Allah Lamaisa says, what? The fact that Yushami stood out and said he gives such a far-fetched answer must be, Allah Lamaisa, why didn't you say a simple case? That she's in a suwa, and the father accepted the get for her. And the father wasn't with her every second of the day. Obviously, the fact that Yushami did not say that implies that a father cannot be mekabel to get for a ketana in a suwa. What? The fact that the Yushami did not give this simple terror shows that they hold it's wrong. The father cannot make obligate from the sua. The first answer, Ephraim, was this time we're going like the Mishnah Rishon. But the second answer, like the Mishnah Akronin, they have to give this case that they took a thoroughbred and got there 5 days. Just say simple. That the ketana with the get was accepted by the father. He wasn't around with her every second. So therefore, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be unacceptable, and therefore it's not good.
So it's about Lucas, Bobby,
no, it's not about it. He's had a suffix. He proves it from the Yushalmi. That it's not
Gemara
good.
Says he can
not by a Nesua.
Oh, fine.
Didn't say it by a Nesua. It's only talking by Arison, right? Kesu Starobia. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We even have to say that the Shliach, that he sent the Shliach and not the Shliach.
That was the case. She sent the Shliach Lekabala. That was the case.
She sent.
Amr Lois, Kabali Giti, the Makapun. She appointed Shliach Lekabala to accept the get on her behalf. And it really was, should have taken him 10 days, and she was chomping on it until 10 days.
So, how was she with Kabbalah?
No, she
saying she, if
she appointed a shliach to, she assumed that the get would happen 10 days from now.
So even if they're not mekabel the get, is the get still chal? Because let's say, if she didn't know that it was going
to... No, she didn't say it in a manner, I only want it to be chal in 10 days. She just said, whenever you get the get, it's a get.
I understand.
She just presumed it would be in 10 days.
She told her shliach to get there right away?
No. She said, go take a horse, go to a certain place. So she presumed it would take 10 days. This shliach on her own, this shliach on his own took a thoroughbred and got there in 5 days. The Mela, she didn't make it tonight. Whenever he gets again, the get's, meanwhile, the get was done in 5 days. So that's the issue. You got a chlor, Pinchas? Okay, good. Yes, Ben.
It's not, it's like extraneous. Not on the sigyans.
The whole what?
The whole Shiloh Tosfos.
It's not really so, because as Ephraim said, it said Beferis black on white in the Mishnah Ksuvos, it says if there's only Eris in Mekabel is Gita. So he wants to know what's the din about in a Sua. It's not crazy.
It's not relevant.
I mean, it is the top, and the Mishnah's talking about a Ktana and a Nara that had Erison. So he wants to know what's the din about in a Sua. It's not nuts. It's on that topic. You're just saying a detail that was not...
There's a Tosfos of Zion of an Aleph.
Yes.
About Pashta.
Yes.
The Gola, and he tells us wanted to know what happens to the animal. If according to the Mandar, it says that Pashta.
Yes.
The whole Shiloh, it seemed like we asked why is Tosfos trying to figure this out. It was very extraneous. Sugya.
Well, first of all, that Tosfos was talking about in Lomdus, Alachalamites, and it was Medaik and the Gemara. Why the Gemara to give three Chidushim? Right, the Gemara said two would have been suffice. This is a Shiloh, Alachalamites.
No, he's asking what about. If Pasha doesn't, if somebody tries to be, is Matthias like a leg?
Yes.
Not an Irishan Shabbat Luyubo.
Right.
What do you do with the animal, if, according to the Mandar, says it doesn't spread?
Right.
Which was completely not relevant to the signal.
I mean, it was, the topic was Pashta.
Yeah.
The topic was Pashta.
We were asking on him, why is Tosfos talking about this?
Okay, but Lamaisa, so my response is, number one, that this, first of all, this is in Lamdis, Halacha Lamaisa. This is more in love. This is a Shiloh, Halacha L'maisa. You got to keep in mind that Tosfos is before the Shulchan Aruch. We're so used to thinking Shulchan Aruch. The Tosfos lived before the Shulchan Aruch. So Tosfos wants to know the din is. And L'maisa, that was a little bit more, not directly per se to the Sukkot. This is a detail. It's not Erisim, it's the Sukkot. It's exactly the same. It's only one slight difference. That was L'maisa, Shiloh, Lumdus. What line of the Tosfos was that you're asking on exactly? On Zion and Bez, the big Tosfos.
No, it's on
Diamond. Which line?
The last one is Diamond.
Yeah. No, so that one might say nothing to do with the Sukkot push-up shot, no?
Yeah, it seems like this.
No.
Also.
What that enough? No, the Kasha we asked over there is that Lomais, that's the Sukkot over there.
Yeah.
That's different. There is no Sukkot in Shas about this. That's what Toys is asking, actually stop it. Over there in that Toys and Diamond, that small Toys, we're asking, where should I ask it over there? Why are you bringing in Argamaha? That's a sugya there. There's two sugyas there. So focus on that sugya there. That's appropriate for that sugya. Tosfos doesn't need to be mazbir that sugya over by us in Kedushin of Zayin and Aleph. Here there's no other sugya. Here's a Shiloh Lachal Maisa. Okay? It's a good bikiz, but it's a different... I think that's a good distinction. Okay. Good. That answers number what? Number 18. Let's go, guys. 19. What's the kasha of the Gedolei Achronim, Lomais? What's the kasha of the Gedolei Achronim? You with me? What's the kasha of the Gedolei Achronim? On the Raya from the Yishalmi. We had a bomb kasha on this. What was their teretz and what was the teretz of what the Mario? So we said, this is a Pella. Why is she Chayav Karen Mechoma? She was a Ktana. Ktana's not punished. There's no ownership for a Ktana. The Mari, Tatsis Yosef, the Parach Yosef, the Cheshik Shloimai, Cheshik Shloimai, they all asked this kasha. How do you establish it? We're talking about a Ktana. Ktana's la bas onchenu. La bas tashlumini. She's potter. So bam kasha. So what did they say? They all gave the following teretz. What was the teretz? They wanted to say the father married her off when she's a Ktana, and she ate the truma when she was a what? Nara. She was told, though, the father's makabla get when she was still a Ktana. Meanwhile, she's been chomping on truma when she's a Nara. Nara, she's a bas mitzvah. Memeil your chayiv. Okay. That was the answer to the Gedolei Achronim.
She's not a Bulgarian.
Not a Bulgarian, she said, no, Lamaisa. She could be, she's a Nara, right? Putting in the rubric of the Nara.
She only found out when she was a Nara.
Exactly. She's eating truma when she's a Nara, but she found out the father's the Kalbaget when she was a Ketana.
What's the time limit for Nara? It's like a month, 2 months?
Nara is 6 months, we said. Right? Nara is Ketana, you gotta know this. Ketana up till 12. But I'm you're honest, you've all by Shalomi. Ketana up till 12. 12 to 12 and a half is a Nara, 12 and a half is a Bulgaris, okay? So let's get this. So we said a different mahalach. What was the different mahalach? Please get it. What was the mahalach we wanted to say? We wanted to say a mahalach God, or put it on the list, that there are marmakaymis that a mice of a cotton is a mice of air is a patronship. Please know those marmakaymis. Number one, Rashi Babakama Sari Chesemez, along with the gods, Rashi, if a cotton throws a football through the window, he's going to have to pay when he becomes a gadol. I did the mice when he's a cotton. What did he say? I think it was Sari Chesemez, Rashi over there. By Raphram, when he burns his star, Rashi writes Shiagdo. Okay? He said it in Shiri Lamaisa, okay? What'd you say, Ben? I think it's Sadi Chesim and Beis, yeah? Zor Star Shechavero. Now goes to Ashri, says it Beferish. Baba Kama Pei Zayin. Also, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like that. It's amazing. Shulchan Aruch says that, no, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't Paskin like that. The Rosh and Miriam Baba Kama says he's completely putter. Shulchan Aruch says he's completely putter. But, there is a makar like that. Rashi and the Gosha Shri. Number two, what does the Rambam say? Where we have the Rambam Feirish. Perik Gimel, I think in Elzish. Cotton's bowl of Shif Charuf. Excellent. A cotton. When he brings a korb, he has to bring a korb when he's a god. A Rambam says ridiculous. What's the case? We say it every morning, Ashim Shif Charuf. What do we say? What's the case? You have a Shif Lekanan is bought off the slave market. She's a Shiksa. She goes to the mikveh. She's half Jewish. Two guys buy her. One guy frees her. One guy retains ownership. The one guy retained ownership marries her off to a third guy. She's mizana with a fourth guy. That fourth guy's a cotton. What's the din? The cotton has to bring a shifcha, a korban asham when he becomes a gadol, and the girl gets malchus. It's in this, I think it was in this week's parsha. No,
yeah.
It was in this week's parsha. In the isha necharefis. It's a split punishment. We said it's one of the few cases where there's a split ownership in arayis. So the ravitz is ridiculous. He did it when he's a cotton. He's not chayav a korban. No, you see, the ravitz is a mice averu. That was the second marker. And what's the third marker? The Ramah Nuchal Shabbos says, if a cotton turns a light on Shabbos, the Ramah writes, Tov Shiasa Tshuva. I'm just wondering why the Ramah didn't argue in Choshen Mishpat, Say, Tov, you should pay, If he argues just putting that down now, maybe write that in your notes. It's a little bit of a kasha. He says, Tov, maybe you'll make her dinner. I have to. But at least it's Omar Makum. We said, put what on the list? Put this on the list. Put this Tysus on the list. That you have to pay Karen Mechomish even though she did it when she's a Ketana. Allah Almighty, put that on the list. So we said that was good. I think we said the shtickle from the Rav, remember? That the mice of a cotton is good in mitzvahs. The Gabi Sphere Sohomer. You remember that? Remember we said when he becomes Bar Mitzvah at day 30, he can count with the Bracha Vaita because he has the Ritzifus. So you see a mice of a cotton has a Chalois. Plus the fact one of the fellows in the Shul pointed out the Rambam by a cotton in his Gadol. In the middle of what, you remember he said it in the Shir, in the Shalashidus. He's a big Talmud Chacham, that fellow. He learned by Rav Lichtenstein, learned by the Rav. He pointed out that a cotton lamaisa k'shinis gadol, halacha lamaisa. Remember what he said? He said there is no chiyuv. If he does the korban Pesach when he was what? K'shinis gadol, the Pesach Rishon, there's no chiyuv Pesach Sheni. So obviously you see the lamaisa of a cotton was good. And that's in the realm of mitzvahs I pointed out to him. Okay, good. Very good.
That's also the Rambam, no? He said that's from the Rambam.
That was from the Rambam, correct. So that fits well, correct. Good, very good. Also, what was the teretz of the Mario? Special din. What is this whole din of Chomish? Chomish is kapara, right? Tashlume truma. So when it comes to kapara, there's certain payments. You ever heard of that din of kofar? If your shore kills a human being, got to pay kofar, God forbid. So is kofar kufa kapara, kufa mamona, or kufa zaknas? So what does kufa kapara mean? That the payment attains a kapara from the Abishter. Actually paying out the cash. So it could very well be this payment of tashlume truma is a kapara. So when it comes to kapara, cut needs kapara too. So a cotton's chayiv to pay for that kapara. Truth is, he shouldn't need kapara, he's a cotton. But when he comes to God, somehow he needs a kapara. Okay, so it's a unique answer to this. Limit, box it in, localize it. For tashlumi trumas a kapara, a cotton's chayiv. Okay, that was 19. 20 guys, let's go. Let's work, okay? Let's work. You have to have the simchas atayir. Even though a Talmud Chacham passed away, you feel bad about it, you have to have the simchas atayir. Because that's what he would want. He wanted the simchas atayir. Josh off and the Sechel Tzadik was broken. What was the Mahalath that we said Kedin Lataris is a Kushia? Tainis Amakairis. Oh, we just gave all the answers. Okay. That was 20. We just gave all the answers. 19 was what? Was their answer about making the ukimta that what? That he married her off when she's a ketana. She's eating the chum when she's a nar. Little did he know that he was a kabbalah again when she was a ketana. The other answer is the mario kapara. And then 20 is the mouth and a mice of a cut. And it's chal. So p'teron shum. When you come a gadol, you act on it. You have to pay. You have to bring a korban. Okay, good. Let's go to shir 3:1. You with me?
Yep.
You with me, Adam? It's like, you know, it's not an alav dolo. It's not an audible. It's not an audible. It's the ikar of the Torah. You know what an audible is, no? You know, when the quarterback goes to the line of scrimmage, he sees it, it's not good. You have blue 33, blue 34. Switch. I think Manning always says Omaha, right?
Omaha.
Doesn't he say Omaha? Omaha. Okay, let's go. 3-1. Let's go. 3-1. You ready? Bob the Love of Dolls. Let's go. What'd you say?
Keith Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez is a great player. Let's get a little tighter than mice. Let's go. Okay. Let's go. The men Nechlegu Rashi Ramban. After Shu, we can talk about Keith Hernandez. The men Nechlegu Rashi Ramban. Negit Taisis Legabi Ben Tisha Abal Yevimto. Please get it. Amazing. Abaye quoted the Mishnah Ksubas to try to prove the Shiloh. Be his heirs and also. Rava quotes a Mishnah Nida. Remember we said this is a Mishnah Nida? We always want to know where the Makar is in Shas. This is a Mishnah Nida. Correct? Ben, you got me? It's a Mishnah Nida Memdalim Beis. What was the Mishnah? It says, Vashom is Mekadesh is Bibiya. Vimbalach Yavim Kana. Please get it. What's the din? Amazing sheet that Toises brings up. If a 9-year-old boy does Yibum, is it good or not? It's called Bias Ben Tess. We said halachically, a Bia from a boy is not good if he's less than 9. There's a lot of nafkamines about Yichud. The post can talk about bad babysitters. Always get childless like this from the guys in the shul about babysitters. Right? So a boy that's less than 9 is no shiloh. But once he's 9, it's a problem because his Bia is a Bia. By a girl, 3 is a problem. Because a Bia of a girl is 3. So Lamaisa, let's get this. What's the din if you have a 9-year-old boy does Yibum? Is it good or not? So Tosos here on the bottom, Dir Maskav Chayavin, is of the opinion that it's only good Midrabanan. Tosos echoes this, what daf? Yud Tess. Almost opinion. It's just as good. For you, it's just as good. For me, I have to do a lap. Not for you. Very good. Yud Tess Amanaf, Dir Maskav Midiraisa. Tosos writes in both places, Yud Amanaf, Yud Tess Amanaf, that Bias Ben Tess only works Midrabanan. Even though his B is a Bia, but he says only works with Rana. Rashi, though, please get it. Adaf Yates and the Rabbani Nevamasad, Yvamanav argue. They say B is Ben Tess is good Minat Torah, plain and simple. Rashi and the Ramban, they both hold B is Ben Tess is good Minat Torah. That's number one. Number two, how do we Mazmi Machlekes and Lomdas? Get it. According to Rashi and Ramban, Yibim does not need Das. So even though he's a 9-year-old boy, he has no Das, I don't care. If you're bald, the Yavam of the Shogig, it's good. If he rapes her, it's good. You don't need any Das. If he fall, if it's an onus, it's good. So you need no Das at all, it comes to Chasivim. So why shouldn't a cotton be good? And Taisa says, I disagree with you. Taisa says, a mice of a cotton is not a mice. You don't need Das, I don't care. But a cotton cannot produce Kinyonim. That's what the Stipler has. No matter what, the mice of a cotton is not a mice. I don't care if the mice doesn't need any Das. A mice of a cotton is mufur from kinyonim. He cannot generate a yibum. Only works minerabonim. Fine. Then answers 2, 3. How lefi Rashi are we masbir the din of asu ben tisha kemaimer begadol? Okay. You know that rule in Diktuk, right? You get a credit for Hebrew. Tell Dean Sugarman we won't do this. What, you know, everything, you know, with a hay, it's always Nekeva. Without a hay, it's Lashon Zachar. By the numbers, it's Fakir. You know that, no?
Yeah.
Tisha is Lashon Zachar. So that's why it says what? You got an A now in Diktuk, right?
So
Lashon Asu Ben, tell Dean Sugarman. What'd you say? Yeah, we had it in that base. Very good, excellent. Very good, Ben. So, Lamaisa, why according to Rashi do we say that Asu Ben Tisha Kemaimer Begadol? That's a statement in the Gemara. Which Gemara? I think Yevamistav Samach Tes. You got it? Yevamistav Samach Tes. Is it Asu Ben Tisha? Yes? Gemara has such a lashon. Tosfos quotes it. Samach Tes Amanav. Asu Ben Tisha Kemaimer Begadol. We got a problem. Why is that a problem? You say Asu Ben Tisha Kemaimer Begadol. What is Maimer? We said in the beginning of Shir, Yosef, what's Maimer? It's the Rabbanon. So the Mizrach Gemara says black and white that Bia Ben Tish is the Rabbanon. It's Mamish like who? It's Mamish like Taisvis. How can Rashi and Ramban deal with that Gemara? We got that?
Yeah.
We had a bomb kash on this. So the Pnei Yehoshua and the Note of Yudah say like this, please get the whole Mahalach. Pnei Yehoshua and the Note of Yudah say, when we say also Ben Tish Kamayimer Begadol, it means even though it's a Kinyan Gomer Midiraisa, but she's not fully married that it can release her with a get until he becomes a Gadol and his bowler. We said the answer is as follows. I mean, according to Rashi and Ramban, you don't need any das, so it's good minatayr. According to Taisa, the mice is mufka from Kinyonim. But what the Avnei Miluim said is that be is cut and is cut minatayr, but if someone else is mekanisher, it's toyface. Remember we said that? Someone else is mekanisher, it's toyface. Since there's no chiyuv misa, so it's like chayvei lavin, kedushin or tofsin. That was what the Avnei Miluim wanted to say. So even though it's a kinyan gomer, but it's not a kinyan gomer to the degree you can give her a get. It's like a quasi marriage. It's a collector's item. This mahalach, you got to get it.
This would be the only time you'd ever.
Yeah, basically, it's very well. We talked about that whole sugya mem gimel beis with the shivchin shenistar, you know, chetzi shechem and chorin. That might be another topic that comes up with this, but this is very, 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 also correct. The Rabbi Chana didn't like this. Why did Rabbi Chana not like this? He said that there's a no chiyuv misa, but you're still chai of what? Kares. And if you're chai of kares, then there's no tis kedushin. So that's a big shiloh. Bottom line, are you chai of kares in this case? In this woman, if she's mezana. So the Rishash and Yavama says you're chai of kares. Rishash or Rabbi Chana says you're chai of kares. Minchoskin of course, Sameach says you are not chai of kares. Mamish and Machloik is amongst the Gdol Akram. I want you to know it. Machloik is Rishash Rabbi Chana against the Minchoskin and the Or Sameach. Wow. These are Mamish Torah giant. All the Gdol Akram. Imagine that. Or Sameach in the Minchoskin here against the Rishash and Rabbi Chana over here. Whether you're chai of kares or not. But Lamaisa, we have to get this Lamaisa, and the pshat is the Torah is Mamayet, the Eish is cutting from Misa. So it makes sense that, and I want you to get this Avnei Miluim. We point out this Avnei Miluim, the first stickle in Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim says that Eish is cutting, if she's Mizana, what's the din? Yes? There's no Sfarah that a father's Makadish Avor Beno cotton. Why? That's not a Schus. Because the woman that she marries, if she's Mizana, she's not Chayav Nisa. So it's not like a great marriage, you know what I mean? We don't view the schus for the father marrying off his young boy to a katan. Or even if he's a bar mitzvah boy, even if he's an adult, to marry her to a katana is not a schus. Because the marriage is not full hold, because if she's Mizana, she's Pata from Misa. So the first shtickl navim, the siman al sikon navim, says the shtickl Torah. That the Torah is, since the Torah is b'mayit, Eish is cutting for Misa, there's no svar that a father can kaddish for his beno, cutting me din shchiyah. It's not a schus for the cut. It's not a real full-fledged marriage. Someone else could be kaddish her, you know what I mean? It's like such a great marriage. She's mezana, she's not chai Misa, another guy can kaddish her, you know? So that's what David Parvarsky says. He is of the opinion, he seems to hold Allah like min chasunach lor sameach, he says here, since the Kedushin are not taif is because there's a chiyuv kars. If there's a chiyuv kars, then there's no tefis Kedushin. If there's no chiyuv kars, then it's like lavin, and then what? Someone else could be Mekadosher. So those are two subtopics you got to get. Number one, is there a chiyuv kars? Number two, what follows from that, if there's a chiyuv kars, then another guy cannot be Mekadosher. If there's no chiyuv kars, then another guy could be Mekadosher. But Leishman Napoli, there's no chiyuv misa. Okay? Leishman Napoli, there's no chiyuv misa. Halacha l'masa. So that's the Mahalas. Even though it's good minat Torah, according to Rashi and Rambam, it's not fully good minat Torah. That's what also been Tisha Betes Kamayim Rebbe Gadol.
So why don't they call it Kamayim Rebbe Gadol?
Because Lamaisa, it's not Mamish D'Raisa fully.
But those two things don't stem from Mayim.
Well, no, but it's a comparison to say that it's Durabana. It doesn't have to stem. It's just it's Durabana. It's not really Durabana. It's Lav Dafke. It's not fully D'Raisa. That's the point.
Kim Mayim.
Also Betes Kamayim Rebbe Gadol. Okay, could be like Ben Sankey. Good, it's a good suggestion, but it's not full. You follow what I'm saying?
I understand. It's just difficult to...
Yeah, okay. It just means it is a... Because there's no other type of Kedushin you have that's the Rabbana. Mimer's the prime Kedushin that's going to be the Rabbana. So Lamaisa, that's why I was said. But it's a good... Everyone's making... You're making both excellent horrors. Very good.
Some Kedushin, okay. Yes. to Rashi's.
Okay, that's a good point. According to the Kesef, according to the Ramesses, with the Rishofer, if you introduce all like Rav Shmuel Tam, one of my Rebbeimers, it's Sroel, the great Gaon, he said 25 places in the Ram, the Rishofer means the Rabbonim. So maybe the Ram means wrong. Kesef Mishnah said it meant me the Torah Zama Furj Bekro. But he pointed out 25 places in the Ram, that the Rishofer meant the Rabbonim. Okay. Shmuel Tam was a great Gaon. He had a Rishiv in Gush Katif, they made him leave. The government made him leave and they left Gush Katif. He was very upset about it, Lamaisa. He had to move his whole yeshiva. Okay. Let's continue. All right. That answers number what? Three. Let's go. Four. Let's go. Beautiful Shiloh. Please get it. This Yabim Cotton was Bowler, and then he grows up. Yabim Cotton. This Yabim Cotton was Bowler, and then he grows up. Yes? So what do we say? According to Rashi. What do we say according to Rashi? You're not chai of what? She's not chai of Misa, yes, or she's Mazana. Is that correct? What happens when the guy becomes a Gadol, though? The boy. What happens when the Yabim Cotton, though, becomes a Gadol? What's the din? And he wasn't yet bowler. Does it automatically surface to be a Kedushin Minatayra? And then if she's Mazana, is there a chai of Misa? What do you say? Yes. The note of Yudin or Zeruah say, yes, it surfaces automatically to become a full-fledged marriage minatar, and if she's Mizana, she's Chayv Misa. Done.
Is this question only according to
Tosos? No, it's only according to Rashi.
Why?
Because according to Tosos, the whole thing is the Rabbanon, right? So according to Tosos, the whole thing is the Rabbanon. So when it becomes what? So you're saying, according to Tosos, what's the din? Is it, do you need a beer or not? It's a good kashya, Pinchas. I mean, according to Tosos, do you need a beer or not? I would imagine you would need a beer.
Said it's never be a
I would say you would need a beer. You would need a beer. According to Tosis, Chlor, you need a beer. The Shiloh is according to Rashi, which we said it's good to be not Torah. It's just quasi, you know, holding back a little bit. Maybe when you come a Gadol, it works automatically. You can only clear the Shiloh according to Rashi.
Holding back by protecting the guy that.
Yeah, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Yeah, exactly. And there could be other Tvis Kedushas, there's no Chiyuv Karas.
So
Poshim Shadi, you can only clear the Shiloh according to Rashi. I said Rashi. No, I should have said Lafi Rashi. I'm sorry.
According to the
Note of Yudah and Orzarua, Lamaisa, as soon as she becomes a Gedailah, it becomes Minat Torah.
That guy that was Mizana with her is now Chayv Misa.
No, because she did it when she's a Ketana, Lamaisa.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did it when she's a Ketana, Lamaisa. So that definitely not the case. She's a Ketana. He did it when she's a Ketana. So Lamaisa, he's not Chayv Misa. That's the din. But you follow me?
Yeah.
So according to the Note of Yudah Sameach, as soon as she becomes a Gedailah, automatically becomes a Chiyuv Misa. Who argues? Who argues on this? The Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Hei. So how do we... Minchas Chinuch says, no way. It does not become Minat Torah. It doesn't become a full bond until you have beer. Much like Tosis would say. Okay? Because Tosis said it's only Minat Rabbanan anyway.
Yeah.
So Lamaisa, so what do we say the Lamdus was? So get this. How do you understand the Getter Adin of Ishus of a Katan? Is it an Ishus Kmura, but there's an Exeris Akasav... Then an Ishus Katan, you're not Chayv Misa. Or do we say Ishus of a Katan is incomplete? And therefore what? You would need a beer to complete it when you become a Gdolo. You got the Nafkamina? Again, do you say Ishus of a Katan is complete? There's this Exeris Akasav, you're not Chayv Misa. The Meila, there's Exeris Akasav, you're not Chayv Misa. And therefore when she comes a Gdolo, therefore it should be good even without a beer. And therefore she's Mizana Chayv Misa. Or do you say no? That Ishus of a Katan is incomplete? Since Ishus of a Katan is incomplete, therefore, in order to consummate it when you become a Gadol, you need a what? When he becomes a Gadol, he needs to be bowler. That's Kufa de Machlaikis, the Norbino Zeru against the Mitzvah Chinuch. Okay, that answers number four. Let's go. Five. Four, you might want to put in Menachem to Lefishi this Rashi. Okay? Five. What's the Kasha that Taiz the Mask of Chayav and Rashi? Let's go. What's Taiz's Kasha on Rashi? The Mishnah Nida that Abaye quoted, I'm sorry, that Rava quoted, said that if you have a girl bashal l'shom yomechus mekadesh v'bia yichayv eish yisisha someone's mezana with her, and then the end of the mishnah says the same thing. The end of the mishnah says ba'alach mikol rashi v'dorim u'masan al yada. The guy's mezana with her even though she's 3 years and 1 day. Yichayv. According to Rashi, chayav. How did Rashi touch chayav and lemeshum eish yisish? That her father was mekabel kedusha. She's married. So if the father's Makabal Kedushin, what do you have to say? Chayav Mishum Eishis. Eishis is one of the Arayasis. Should be included in the Sefer, right? That was Tosh Kash on Rashi. Okay, that answers number five. Plain and simple, what was the Kash? Please get it. Six, what is the sheet of the Re that's Cholek on Rashi? Tosh is Cholek, B'Shem the Re. says as follows, that the phrase Chayav Mishum Eishis was not going on in Kibbol Basho Hashem Yerachem Yikadesh Bebiyah. What's it going on? It's going on Yavama. Excellent. It's going on the phrase right before. We seem to see it fit in good, right? Third phrase goes on the second phrase, right? Shucks the pose right next to one another. So the Reish says, and what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is when you do Yibum with her, it's good. It's a Maisa Bia. I would have a Havim and Zolim with the Rabbana. Why? Just like they made a Ben test when the man is 9, it's only with the Rabbana. I would think when the girl is when the girl's a Ketana, I also would think it's the Rabbana Kamash Malan. It's not true. It's good. We thought it a little bit strange with the Havimi, just because one, it's not crazy, okay, but he was comparing a Ketana with a cotton. Yeah. That was the Chiddush of the Ri, okay? I mean, he could have been Mechalik Lamaisa, but Lamaisa, you understand why there's a Havimi, and therefore that's the Chiddush. So the Ri is Cholik and Rashi. Please get it. You read a Mishnah and need it. If we're writing our parish of Mishnayos in the art school, let's say we want to write our own. When you write this parish in the Mishnah and need it, you write some Chiddush, actually says Chiddush of Navyud. How do you touch the phrase, Chayav Mishum Eishis, is going back on Yabim Katan like the Ri, or is it going on Rashi, that the situation was what was Mekabel Aviyah Kiddushin? Right?
Yeah.
Not the Lamaisa. Could have been a case of Aviyah, could have been a case of Ishtar too as well. Okay. Fine. That answers number 6. 7. What does Tosis ask from the Gemara and Sanhedrin? Give the whole shock of the Tari of Tosis. Okay? It's not that long. What was the Kashin? The Re, that Tosis asks on the Re, a bomb Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Gemara and Sanhedrin has a din. That Rehochim b'din in the Foshas Achar Arov. I'll give you an example. A guy shoots someone dead, God forbid, with Edom and Asra. We kill him. We give him Mises Basin of what? Eric. Guy who commits murder is Chayv Herig. I understand. Maybe the guy was a Trefa. Maybe he was going to die within 12 months. If you kill a Trefa, you're Pater from Misa. It's Asher to do it. It's an Issa D'Oraisa, but you're Pater from Misa. How do you? Because Rove guys are not Trefas. We kill a guy based on Roves.
What if he knows that he was Trefa?
If we know, then we don't kill him. We have to know. We have to prove that. Adam, have the doctor's got to come forward. It has to be proven.
Is a Trefa in your life just killed him?
No. That's what I just said. It's an Issa D'Oraisa, but you're not Chayv Misa. It's an Isser. Isser. Klap Al Chay. You're not Chayv Misa. Okay, we always have to think like a Lamdan. Sim, you got to think like a Lamdan. Okay? Now listen to this.
You can't do it, but it's us.
What's the din? What's the din? You have to be Madai. I want you. I'm teaching you to be a lamb. You're putter from Mises to Osir. Like in Uncle Shabbos, we say putter of a Osir. So listen to this Kasha. Correct the Kasha. In fact, one of the guys in the shul asked me, he made a mistake. He misread the Rashi. The last Rashi in the Parsha. Not every time there's a Chiyuv Mises, there's a Chiyuv Kars. He misread the Rashi. Last Rashi in the Parsha, I believe in Kedoshim, he misread it. He thought every Chiyuv Mises has a Chiyuv Kars. That's not true. Many Chiyuv Mises Kars, the Ariases are like that. But I said, murder, there's no Chiyuv Kars. Rashi says, the very last Rashi says, any Chiyuv Mises that has a Chiyuv Kars with it. Didn't mean he misread the Rashi. He thought every Chiyuv Mises had a Kars. Not true. Okay. That's why it's always good to ask. Let's get this. So what does the Gemara say in Yevamos? Gemara, I'm sorry, in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says as follows. You have a woman that's married, and she's Mizana, unfortunately, with another man. There was Edom and Asra. We should kill her. How can you kill her? Maybe she wasn't married. Maybe she's an islandess. Maybe she grew up to be an islandess. That was, she was sterile. And the simonim haven't come up yet. And therefore, watch, the marriage is never a good marriage. Kedusha Tolos. We talked about that, remember? That there was a certain basin trying to solve the whole problem of Gunim by saying everything is Kedusha Tolos. You can't do that. There are very unique cases, or much as 2 or 3 cases, where you need a Gadol B'Yisrael to basken on this. That Kedusha Tolos, and therefore there was no need to have a get. Let's say a man lied to the girl. He knew he was sterile. And he couldn't have kids. And he knew before and he didn't tell her. Or fakir. She knew she couldn't have kids. She didn't tell. That's a mekach tolos. Not a situation where they get married and they start, they can't get along now. Of course you need a get like that. 1 second. Let's get this, Ephraim. So the Gemara says, how do we kill a person based on a robe? Because most women are not islandesses. So the Gemara says, you know what? What happens if he died and he had no kids? The Gemara says, she's afraid she's an islandess. V'adai t'dachi lo kidesh. I don't understand. The Gemara is quoting this Mishnah Nid in Sanhedrin. If the Ri is right that it's going on the case of Yabin, it should have said, v'adai t'dachi lo Yabin. Yes? That's what the Lashon of the Gemara should have said. It said, v'adai t'dachi lo kidesh. But if it's going on the Yabin, she said, v'adai t'dachi lo Yabin. Oh, so you want to tell me the what? That it's referring to the Kedushin of the original brother? Maybe that's what it's referring to? Maybe it's referring to that? Lamai said it doesn't make a difference, because even if he had in mind to marry an islandess, he loved her so much, he didn't care if she was an islandess. Nevertheless, Lamai said, Gemara could have asked the kasha and say what? Could have said, why Yechayev Mishum HSC by the Yibum? The Yibum should be good. Because one of the dinim by Yibum is what? Sure, Telech. He has the ability to have Yibum. So therefore, he was bowler. Lamai said, Yibum. It's not a good Yibum. So it's not a good Kedushim. So even if you wanted Taina, again, it should say, please get it. That's what I meant by this whole Shaklatari. According to the Rish Pshat, it's going to Yabim Kai. So why does it say Hashdach Lo Kiddush? It's Hashdach Lo Yibim. So you want to say Hashdach Lo Kiddush is what? Talking about the original brother, even if the brother had in mind the mirror, still the Yibum is not a good Yibum. Still should have said that to call Yibum. Because Yibum by an islandess objectively is not good.
Is she an islandess?
She might be. On the tzad, she's an islandess. Right? On the tzad that she's an islandess.
Everybody might be an islandess.
No, that's the din. That's why. That's why. I think he asked me when doing Shirban. That's the proof that Holchen Bebikuch Nefesh Adarov. That's the proof we're not Chayshish for. We go Basarov. Okay? That's why that you're saying good, Ben. That's the problem. So must be we go Basarov.
When he refused, if the first brother was in the Kaddish here, not he didn't want her to be an islandess. Second,
then you're right. It wouldn't have got off the ground.
Could
the
even with
the but what Tyson's point is that the Gemara should use the expression that dachin lo yibem, because if the re is right, that's coming down yabem. That's the issue at hand. Don't tell me that it's referring to what? Referring to the original brother's Kedushin. Because it's possible to say that even if you wanted to marry an islandess, you still can't do Yibum if she's an islandess. This is all to build up that we're not chayshish for any of this because we go Basarov. You follow what I'm saying? I don't understand what you're bothered by.
Yeah, why? In the case where, let's say, the first brother didn't do it at that time, low comes.
Yes.
Why would the Yibum be good?
It wouldn't be good.
Wouldn't be good?
He's just trying to substantiate the Lashon, the Gemara. Lashon was a Daitech Lo Kidesh.
Yeah.
But he's bothered by it. He should have said a Daitech Lo Yibim, because the way the relearn is going on Yabin, the case of Yabin.
Yeah.
So he's trying to substantiate that. So he's saying, oh, maybe it's referring to what we had in mind, Yibim, referring to what the original brother never had in mind to marry. Then there would be no Din Yibim. Right? That's what he's trying to say. You understand what I'm saying? If the first brother didn't want to marry him as a Mekatos, then there's no Yibum.
Yeah, I get that.
So that's what he's trying to substantiate.
And if the first brother wanted.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying that doesn't help me. Because he's saying, because the bottom line is, Yibum has something over the Kedushin. Because even if the first brother wanted to marry an islandess, he didn't care, I still can't do Yibum if she's an islandess. Because of an objective, there's a Kosov. So no matter how you slice it, you should say, I died to Nachlo Yibim. No matter how you slice it, if you're a re, if you're the re, then the lashon of the gemara should have been a daitach lo yibim, because yibim has won over kedushin. Even if the first brother was willing to marry anyone, even an islandess, still you shouldn't be able to do yibum, because there's special din in yibum. Shir tele prat lailams. You follow what I mean? That's why the gemara's lashon should have been a daitach lo yibim. You got it clear? 100%. Okay. You don't have it? Ask me. You got it?
I think I got it.
Okay, you ask me and say it then. Yeah, go ahead, Bifrain.
If some lady is known as an islandess,
yes.
Is a person allowed to marry her?
Yes. I mean, it's a shiloh whether you can marry her, because you got to fulfill Puruvu.
So it's not necessarily.
You shouldn't marry her. If you have kids, then you can't. If you haven't had kids, you shouldn't marry her. You shouldn't marry a woman. Well, theoretically, you shouldn't marry a woman that can't have kids.
What about the opposite?
If you fell in love with her, it's a big shot. Maybe you can adopt her, like a Shlomo Kluger, Kilo Yolato. It's a semi-peruvu.
Really?
Adopt. It's a shiloh. Shlomo Kluger has that if you adopt children, it's a semi-mitzvah peruvu.
What about?
It's not ideal. It's not ideal. What'd you say?
So would you say that they have all familial relationships now?
No, we don't say that. That's like, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's that's how he didn't like adoption because of problems of Yichud.
Yeah.
Other poskim argue and say he grew up with them, so there's no problem. But the pasha is like the Rebbe, though. Pasha is like the Rebbe. That it should, you're not related, so it should be problems.
Right.
Okay.
What about the opposite? Should a woman marry a
it's 2 days in Tyson Bobasha, you give him an Aleph. It's 2 days in Tyson where the woman has a chiyuv of Shevis. She has no chiyuv of Puruvu. So Gemara, we pass the Chum against Rabbi Yochanan Rokin, Yimab Stav Sabach Bezim and Aleph. But there's a mitzvah of Shevis to populate the world. 2 days in Tyson where the women are Mechuyuv and Shevis. If you all like the day in Tyson that they are, then she shouldn't marry a sterile man. If you all like the other day, then she can.
So
2 days in Tyson.
If both the male and female are Ucker, then
of course they can get married. Of course, they should get married. You're not supposed to live by yourself. You're supposed to share. That's why men, when women get remarried when they're older. Isn't that people think it's strange? Not strange. I'll be Alakha, people shouldn't live alone.
Yeah, I know someone.
Okay. People have tinies, none of your business. People have tainus on other people. They talk. They murmur. It's none of your business. Be quiet, Lamaisa. Lashon hara, Lamaisa. It's none of your business what people are doing, Lamaisa. They want to get married. They want to get married. Oh, he got married too soon. She got married. It's not your business. Okay, you Ben Terry, don't focus on the speak about good things. Okay, Vaitam. Let's go. That answers number what? That answers number 7. Let's go. Number 8. Okay? Let's go. What did the Gedol HaAchronim ask on the din of Horganus of Baal Miyad? Great Kasha. Who asked this? The Marsha asked this. Amazing Kasha. Yeah? Marsha asked the Kasha. He says, I don't understand something. Marsha asks. Marit. He says, when you have a woman that's mezana with a man, and there's aim, so we kill him immediately. What are you talking about? He was mezana with a katana. Shouldn't you wait till she gets older? Maybe she's an island, and the whole kedusha wasn't chal. So Mekach tells you, kill a guy for nothing. We should wait till she becomes a gadol and see if she's an islandess or not. How can you go ahead and kill him right away? It's a bomb kasha. Everyone got it?
Yeah.
Marsha right here. So we said the following. The Marsha and the Marit answer, you know what happens if you wait? That's called Asra Sufik. And Asra Sufik means you won't be able to kill her when she becomes a gadol. When you have to wait a certain amount of time to see something, that's Asra Sufik. He's assuming Asra Sufik is not a Sufik. It's not an Asra. He's assuming we all Asra Sufik, Lavshme Asra. I don't remember. Remember we said we were going to look up Adoram Paskas? We never did. We need it tomorrow. Please remind me to look up Adoram Paskas. But he's assuming Asra Sufik is Lavshme Asra. So he says, you know what? Allah Almighty, that's why you kill him right away. You can't give Asra in such a way. So you kill him right away. Remember we said there are two scenarios of Asra Sufik? Either Nosar, that the Maisa, you're warned at midnight not to leave over, not to procrastinate with the bus of the Corbin. The other 6 hours I procrastinate, it's fine. If the Maisa procrastination is okay in certain times, then that's called Asra Sufik. Another thing is time-wise. If you have to wait for something, that's also going to be Asra Sufik. Okay. So what did the Yad David say to this? Yeah, David gave an answer that Chayav and Lav means even the Katnusa they're Chayav. From the Lashon of Gemara, it's Bashra, you don't wait. Okay, he didn't give a Svara, but Lamaisa, that's what he answered. But we had a big problem with this. Please get this on Ma'ala. What did the Karni Reim ask on the Marshal? Again, number 8, I'm sorry. What did the Gedol HaKarni ask on the Horganos of Yah? We just said the Kasha. You should have to wait because you might be an island, so maybe Kiddush Yitos, and you don't kill him. Number 9, what's the Teretz of Marsha? Because Asra Sufik. Now, what does, and we point out the Ad of it as well. It's Mashri kill Miyad. Okay, it doesn't answer the okay, but the Marsha says Asra Sufik. What does the Karnei Reim ask on him? Karnei Reim, right on the bottom of Marsha, on the Sharmelch, they say, what are you talking about? It's against the Tosfos Vamastav Pei, through Maskil Nasa. That's not called Asra Sufik. Beautiful. When is Asra Sufik? When the suffix on the etzem avera, it'll always remain a suffix. Always, this will not be always remain a suffix. You'll eventually resolve it. You have a 20-year-old man that doesn't bring simonim. He does an avera, so it turns out he was a sris. That means he was a gadol mafreya, right? If a boy doesn't have simonim, he turns 13, he's got to have simonim too. Shtei saris, right? You have to have shtei saris. Whatever he has no shtei saris, he remains a cut all the way until 20, and then if he has the simonim of a sris. Then Lamafreya, he's a gadol from the time he's a bar mitzvah at the age of 13. Let's say he did ate a ham sandwich, or he was mezana with an Ashes Ish at the age of 15. Lamafreya, we're going to kill him, Lamaisa. Lamafreya will kill him because we were able to resolve it. That's when you're able to resolve something, that's not Asra Sufik. So to where we'll resolve it. She's an islandist, she's not an islandist, Lamafreya, she's an Ashes Ish. Asra Sufik is when you'll never be able to resolve it. Remember that?
Yeah.
You'll never be able to resolve it, Lamaisa. So this is a bomb kasha. The Karni Reim asked on the Marsha, Sharamelech. So how do we save the Marsha? The Rebbe Chonon. Even though Rebbe Chonon did not like the Chiluk in the end. But what was Rebbe Chonon's Chiluk in Os Pei Gimel? Ben, you with me? You got it? So Rebbe Chonon writes in Pei Gimel like this. He says there's a big difference. By the Sris, the boy, the mice he did for sure is a mice aveir. We're just not sure whether he's a Baronshin or not. So Tosa says that's not called Asra Sufik. Because the mice is clear that it's a mice aveira. He ate the ham sandwich. That's clearly a mice aveira. Question is he a baronshin or not? But here, the fact is a suffix alienus puts in jeopardy the aveira. Maybe it's not an aveira. It's not a mice aveira at all. That's called Asra Sufik. That's Rabbi Kivega writes. And then Rabbi Chanan says, I don't like the chiluk. What's the difference? It's clarified in the end of the day anyway. He says, what's the difference? Everything gets clarified in the end of the day, so he doesn't like the chiluk in the end of the day. But he did try to give a chiluk to save the marshal. I want you to get it. At the end of the day, he doesn't like it because he says things get clarified anyway. What's the difference? Okay, Chlor. That answers number what? That answers number 10. Yeah? That's what I meant to say. What's the teretz of the Kovet Shurim? What does he say, Basof? What he says, Basof, he doesn't like the chiluk because at the end of the day, everything gets clarified. So who cares? He says both cases get clarified. You remember we said that?
Yeah.
The Rebbe Cholon. Rebbe Cholon didn't like that Lamaisa. He didn't like the chiluk in the end. Okay? Beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. He said he thought it was shvir, that chiluk Lamaisa, even though it was a mahalik Lamaisa, the forem for what? It was a mahalik, the forem for the... For him, for the Marashah. Yeah. Amnav Kobachir Peak Fake Bisfarazu. Because it's Mivar that's on my Savera. Ain't Mokum Lachalik said. Hope I'm showing over with Isser. Sasra Svadai. Even the Mishash Shom and Hayom are double the Suffolk. Since the end of the day, it's all clarified. So why should that be called Asra Suffolk? Halach Lamaisa. Right? Why should you call that Asra Suffolk? Okay. Fine. Very good. That leads us to number what? Number 11. You with me? What did Tosfos say because of the kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin? What did that lead Tosfos to say? Please get it down. What that led Tosfos to say is, get it, Ephraim, that the phrase im yabim olar, I'm sorry, the phrase chayim shemesh is going on both. Not just yabim, but what else? It's going on yabim and going on eshesish. It's going on both. Right? It's going on both. It's going on the Yabim, and it's going on the Maisa, both dinim, both phrases. It's going on Beinim Yabim La Yabim, Beina Eshashish Da'alma. Okay? That's what the phrase is going on. It's going on both. Okay? So with that in mind, he answers the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why? Because the Chiddush is that what? What's the Chiddush? That if it's going on, it's going also in the Seifa in Bala Yabim. Because Mikol Arayas in the Torah, you would think what? That would only be Dafka what? Eshesish, right? And the Gemara there is talking about Mishum what? The Gemara there is talking about regular Eshesish. That's why it says Adai Tachi Lo what? Lo Kiddush. You got me? So it's going on both. Okay, that was the phraseology we had of the Tisus to save what? To save the reef. That's what he says. Halach l'maisa. Okay, it's going on bein eshesish bein in yabim koi. What do you mean it's going on eshesish? There's no k. It says chayalav shum eshesish. What phrase? Aren't we talking about that phrase? What he means is not the phrase. He means the iser.
Yeah.
It's going on yabim kai and also on the aver eshesish. And therefore, it's going on the aver eshesish. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Bless you. Okay, that answers number what? 11. What'd you say? That's why it says Kiddush. Correct. Well said. Because it's going on Eshesish, not going on Yavim. Regular classical case of Eshesish. You married her, Lamaisa, and then the guy's Mazana with her. Well, you got to wait till she's an islandess. You got to wait to see if she's an islandess. Okay, that's 11. 12. What's the sheet of Rabbeinu David in the end of Tisus? Rabbeinu David says, what does Rabbeinu David say? Says an ingenious answer. What's his answer? It says, you know why you need Eshesish picked on? Because the Seifa, I would think, Mumasan al Yada, that even the Behema, yes, if you're Baal the Isha, you kill also the Behema as well. But if it only said Mumasan al Yada, you would think what? Only human beings, but not the Behema. Yes? Yeah. Not a Behema. A Behema law, meaning that what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is an amazing Chiddush. I would think what? That you would not kill the behemoth. Yes? If you only had the seifa, then I would say what? If the behemoth is Baal Isha, it's Nereg, the Ketan is Nereg Sal Yada, on the behemoth. But if it wasn't taught in the seifa, and only said Arayah Shabbat Mumasan Al Yada, I would think only human beings are killed. Mm-hmm. But the behemoth Lamais, I would think is what? Aval HaBehemah Lo Nereg. I would think you would not what? You wouldn't kill the behemoth or you wouldn't kill her? You want
both, I think.
No, you want? I think it means you wouldn't kill her. No.
Yeah, she gets killed.
The bestiality, but now that you say chayla mishumei shesish, then everyone gets killed.
What comes out from her being.
I think it means her.
I know, but also what comes out from
like the behemoth is always going to be killed. Okay. I think it means her. I would add a havamina that only when you're human beings do we kill Lamaisa. But I would think that you wouldn't kill her if she's Baal behemoth.
Yeah.
If it's Baal Akhtana Lamaisa.
Kill her. She's
no, so it's got to be the behemoth. It's got to be the behemoth. Yeah, in other words, it's got to be on the behemoth. The behemoth, I think, would not get killed. Kamash Mlan, the behemoth. What'd you say? I can't hear you. What? Yeah, it means. I think it means the behemoth. Yeah, it means the behemoth. It means the behemoth. That's how we learned it in Shir. No? I think we said because of the behemoth. It's got to be because of the behemoth, because what Ben's saying makes sense. Yeah, it's coming in and giving an answer. Came to Maisukam, Shneim Shoven. So I would think, even though she's Ptura, because she's not about Onchin, Mikomokan Bala Chayas from Shumei Shashish. Right?
But Loshin is a behema.
Right, that what?
The Afa Behema, in he ba Alhazisha, and Haregis Al Yada Habehema.
You mean the behema would be killed? Yeah, so that's what we're saying. Yeah, right. So you do have a Havamina that what? That the behema would not be killed.
Yeah.
If you just had, that's why we have to go out of its way. If you just had the safer, you would think that she would get off the hook. Kamash Milan, no. Halacha lamaisa, the behema is killed.
Yeah.
Halacha lamaisa, and that's why we need to say v'chalam shum eishesish. Right? That does that make sense? That phrase.
No. That makes sense. Say,
because you would think, if you only had this,
you would think Dafka thinks similar.
Only human beings.
I am human.
Right, but in the Seifa, Lamais is telling me the Chiddush that even Arias that aren't similar, like the behemoth you kill.
Yeah.
Right? That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of Lashon HaTaisis. Okay, good. That's where Rabbeinu David answers the Kasha. Okay, let's get to it. So that answers number what? Number 12. 13, we'll close with this. Pick it up at 14. Give three other Terutsu to Rashi. We left Rashi hanging. So Ben said very nicely and sure, maybe you could all look at Ben and David. Possibly. Even though Rashi didn't say it, that's why we're a little bit bothered by that. Rashi should have said it though, and then it's Masberg. He didn't say it. Okay, but maybe that's what Rashi could say. You could say look at Ben and David. We gave three other Terutzim in the Kasha. Please get it. What are the three other Terutzim in the Kasha? Number one, the Rashi says, please get this. It says, Meisu Gam Shneim. You need both in the Bnei Onshin. Please get it. A Gadol that's Baal Ketana would be Pata for Misa. Amazing. That would be like who? Remember we said in the Machlokes Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Hoshea? That would basically be saying the Mishnah is like who? The Mishnah is like Rabbi Yonason. Okay? So therefore, a Gadol Baal Ketana would be Pata for Misa. Hold, she's not Chayav Misa. Mishnah comes to say it's not true. You're Chayav Misa even on a Ketana. So the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yonason against Rabbi Hoshea. That's what we said. That was the first answer according to the Rash Baal. Okay? Fine. That's one answer we gave. Second answer, the Ritva. Ritva said if it wasn't for the Mishnah, Kedusha Ketana was not Kedusha Gemurim, so I would think you only need to get Lechumra. But someone's Baal honor would not be Chayiv Misa. Mishnah comes and tells me it's Kedusha Gemurim. That's what the Taisus Ritz coming to say. Remember we said that? Halacha Lamaisa? Remember we said that? That the Ritva is saying if it wasn't for the Mishnah, Kedusha Ketana would think was nothing. And therefore we only think you need to get Lechumra. But someone's Baal honor would not be Chayiv Misa. So therefore, the Chiddush is that the Kiddushin are Kiddushin Gmurim, and someone's Chayav and Chayav Misa. Don't confuse this with Yibum. You understand what I'm saying? Remember we said that? Said Yibum, according to Rashi, was good, Minat Torah, but not complete. But Kiddushin of a Ketana is absolutely complete. But you might add a Havamina that it might be like that cloud, that it's the incomplete Kiddushin. You follow me? Yeah. And therefore, the person would be Chayav Misa. Kamashman, this is classical Kiddushin, and that's where Chayav. And then we had one more Pshat, the Shidalo Nodal and me. That said, the Chiddush is unbelievable. Even if B is only Arison, Osarak Arison, nevertheless, the guy is Chayiv Chenek like an Eish Ashish, and not Chayiv Skil like an Aram Rasa. Because why? Because she had what? I want you to get that. Even if the B is only Arison, yes? She's not an Aram Rasa. What is she? What is she?
She's a
Ketana. She's a Ketana. So even if B is also Rak Erison, she's a Ketana, she's a Bula, so she's only Chayiv Chenek. She's not Chayiv Skil like an Aram Rasa. It's like a case of what? Like since she's Nibelo, she's like an Asia Shishli Gabichenik. It's like a Bulgaris Arusa. That's also Chayiv only Chenik.
We had that before today.
Loch Lamais, right. Bulgaris Arusa, we said it's only Chayiv Chenik. So since she's Nibelo, she's like an Asia Shishli Gabichenik. So even if B is an Erisinosa, nevertheless, that's a Rashi wanted to bring out. She's Chayiv like a regular Asia Shish. She's Chayiv what? Chenik and not Skila. So those are the three Birim we had. We had a fourth one that Ben wanted to suggest, Rabin and David. Maybe Rashi like Rabin and David, but we would have wanted Rashi to say that the Ferris inside. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. I'm proud of you guys. Keep up the Chazorah. You can call me and ask Kasha. Tomorrow we'll pick up a 14. So this week, you guys still have college?